You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Racing Podcast. My name is Jack. And I'm joined by Dale Gibson. Good afternoon.
How are you, Jack? You're well?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah. How about yourself?
Very good form, thank you very much.
Excellent. So we're going to have a look at some races on Friday, and there's some pretty decent ones, actually. Some good cards. We're going to look at races from Newbury, Newmarket and Nottingham. But before we get to that, just a quick look at some of the news that's been making the Racing Post, both the website and the paper. First of all, news regarding the Champions Stakes. They are going to use the demarcated inner course, possibly, to avoid it being soft going. What do you make of this?
I think it's a bold move. It's a positive step. I know the NTF and the PGA have been consulted over it. You don't want racing on a championship day to be necessarily run on bad ground. We've had a differential since Champions Day was inaugurated of anything between good ground and heavy ground. The Great Frankel won on a particularly slow ground, and his class got him through it. This will be ground that hasn't been watered through the summer, because part of it, not all of it, is the old jump or the jump track. But obviously that will correlate in to the main flat track. I'm not quite sure exactly where the two are going to join up, but I do know they've got a little bit more of a run into the first bend, which gives those horses drawn out wide a little bit more of a chance to get a position. I believe it's another 80 yards, just over a third of a furlong. So in fairness, they're being bold, and I think we should support it, as long as we don't get too much of a differential in the ground that they jump off on and race to start with and the ground that is on the current flat track, because it will have to join up at some stage. But I'm pretty hopeful it'll work out.
Yeah, fingers crossed. The details at the moment are not sketchy, but we need a few more before we can sort of have a proper investigate of it. But yeah, I mean, obviously it'll come into, have to factor that in when you're looking at your selections on that day, because it might make it more tricky.
Yeah, it might. Although I think, in the over round, it will mean that there's probably more horses with a chance, because they won't necessarily be running Group 1 horses on soft ground that often, but let's see. It's a long way off yet, October. Who knows what the weather's going to do? I've ridden in October when it was quite quick ground. You can get periods of time in October where you don't get any rain, and who's to say what the ground's going to be?
Well, yeah, seeing how wet June was,
who knows?
It could be a topsy-turvy year.
Absolutely.
It could be a glorious October.
Absolutely.
And very quickly as well, the Irish Oaks as well. The field is, the runners have been declared. We've got Evensong. We knew about that. Earlier in the week, we heard about Architecture and Ashman Princess as well. It's almost flippant to say it's going to be a good race, but it with those entries, it means it's going to be a more of a mouth-watering betting heat.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the O'Brien factor is there for all to see. Ashman Princess has probably got to improve a touch from being runner-up in the Riddlesdale. Architecture was runner-up in the Oaks, but was there a runner-up in the Oaks? Minding absolutely shot the race to bits, and had the race, you know, sewn up from a couple of furlongs out. But Evensong, I think, does merit being favourite. She's pretty solid, and ticks in the right boxes, and she's a pretty strong favourite for me, having won the Riddlesdale.
Yeah, of course. So a really good race to look forward to. That's on Saturday. Evensong going back up against Ashman Princess. Architecture in there as well. We'll have full coverage of that on the podcast nearer the time. But let's take a look at some of Friday's races then. Shortly we're going to be looking at two races from Newbury and one from the evening card at Newmarket. But let's start with the 3:30 from Nottingham. This is a Class 3 handicap and it's over the 6 furlongs. There's 12 of them to have a look at here.
Interesting contest. I think there's a little bit of value with one or two of these. The draw will play its part. They've tended to sort of be just off the stand side rail most occasions with 6 furlong sprints this year at Nottingham. Whether they'll do so again in this 12-runner race, we'll just have to see. There's a couple I like here. Duke Cosimo, who's seems to have got a little bit more consistency this year. He's trained by Michael Herrington, ridden by Tom Eaves. He's not been out of the money in 4 starts. He won on his penultimate start. He was third last time. You could certainly do worse than have a good look at him. And the other horse to look out for is the Michael Appleby trained Shipyard. Some could say the handicapper has just got his mark off a mark of 90. However, this is a tight race. When you start going through some of these horses that have maybe just had a win and then gone off the ball, the handicapper's got them, or they haven't run for quite some time, I would definitely include Shipyard in calculations. And the third horse to look at, just depending on market, because this is definitely a market to try and get a bit of value here. I don't think there's necessarily a strong selection. Just see what the market does with Charles Molson, formerly with Henry Candy. He's in here off a mark of 93. He's perfectly capable of running to this mark, and just see what the market does. He's drawn out slightly wider in stall 4, whereas Shipyard is in 9 and Duke Cosimo is in 11. If you really want to put a gun to my head, I'd rather maybe have a few quid on Duke Cosimo than the other two.
Yeah, three selections there, but Duke Cosimo for Michael Harrington there in the 3:30 at Nottingham, which looks a nicely competitive race, as most of the races do seem to be. Let's have a look at the 3:40 from Newbury then. A bit of each-way value here, perhaps. There's 9 runners. It's a listed race, and it's, again, over the 6 furlongs.
Yeah, there's two I like here. Miss Infinity, who I was very taken with, she won at Haydock Park 15 days ago. I was in the studio that day, and she was most impressive. Absolutely bolted up. I don't think ground is necessarily that important to her, because I'm pretty certain she can handle any ground at all. Mark Johnson's horse is continuing great form, and it's interesting here that he's thrown her in the only filly against colts. That is a huge, huge, huge pinpoint to her chance. And I think Miss Infinity could well be too good. Of the remainder, you've got to keep an eye on John Gosden's improving two-year-olds right now. Noble Born won very impressively at Yarmouth last time out and does look to be setting ready for a step up in class, which this is. But he was hugely, hugely impressive when he won at the Seaside venue. However, for me, it is Miss Infinity.
Yeah, Miss Infinity for Mark Johnson. As you said, a trainer in form and one to look out for there. The filly in the 3:40 from Newbury. Let's go 35 minutes later then, and we remain at the Berkshire venue. 4:15. This race is over the 2 miles and 2 furlongs, and it's a Class 2 handicap. 12 to choose from here.
Yeah, nice little shape to this. Not often there's a 2-mile 2 at Newbury. They're very rare do they use the start, and it's certainly an extended distance. It's worth a few quid, £25,000 handicap, and it's got a nice little shape to it. Sweet selection for me, though, here. Huey Morrison, Ryan Moore. Huey Morrison does so well at his local track. He's improved this season. Sweet selection, £5 higher from winning last time, and with a former champion in the saddle, sweet selection looks though he will give a very good account of himself. As an alternative, the horse slightly lower down the weights, who's in receipt of £5 from sweet selection, is Medburn Cutler, who's won his last two for Paul Henderson. Again, ridden by former champion Paul Hannigan. Cheap pieces on. They seem to have made him concentrate the last twice. He's a proven stayer, Medburn Cutler is, without a shadow of a doubt. All he does is stay. But I just think that sweet selection, he's a younger horse, he's a 4-year-old, he's progressive, and sweet selection is my selection in the 4:15.
Sweet selection then, ridden by Ryan Moore in the 4:15 at Newbury. Let's move into the evening then. There are 3 evening meetings on Friday, Hamilton being one of them. There's also Pontefract as well, but we're going to look at Newmarket, where it's the July meeting. And in particular, we're going to focus on the 7:20, where at the moment there are 9 runners. And this is a sprint over the 5 furlongs.
Yeah, it's interesting conditions race, this. Some of these horses just are sort of flattered to deceive in slightly better company, or they have to run in this type of race. Paul Midgley sends 2 down from Yorkshire, both Line of Reason and Monsieur Joe, 2 battle-hardened old warriors. But things need to be right for them to win. Line of Reason wins in his turn, but in this type of race, it's got to go absolutely bob on. Kingsgate native may be 11, but he has got a great deal of ability. Trained by the Sprint King, Robert Cowell, ridden by Jamie Spencer. I know that Kingsgate native has to have things in his favour, i.e. ground and everything else, but he should be able to handle what is decent ground at Newmarket on his local track. And I think even as an 11-year-old, one or two of these don't have the class of Kingsgate Native, and it's the old boy to win the 7.20 for me.
Yeah, Kingsgate Native, the 11-year-old, going up against horses as young as three in that race. But a very interesting race. 7.20 from Newmarket, it's a class three, and it's over the five furlongs. So they're the four races we are looking at on Friday. Dale, thank you very much for your company, and good luck with all your selections.
Pleasure.
You can hear Dale throughout the month on William Hill Racing Radio, and if you want to hear any of our podcasts, you can go to the news section of the website. We'll be back tomorrow with another racing podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.